Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, Impactful Parents. Today, we're going to talk about hoarding in your school-aged child. Hello, my name is Christina Campos. I'm founder of The Impactful Parent, and every week I come on and answer one of your questions live. And if you have a question for me for next week, please submit it at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com or by messaging me on social media. And all submissions are kept anonymous. But today, we're going to talk about hoarding. And today's question was, a parent wrote in and said that they have concerns about their child becoming a hoarder, that their child won't let them throw anything away, and it seems to be collecting more and more junk every single day. So why is their child doing this, was the question. Well, thank you so much for submitting this question, first of all. And today I'm going to tell you the signs of hoarding, why your child might be hoarding, and then stick around to the end because I'm going to give you 5 tips for what you should be doing right now to be a more impactful parent to that child. So let's get started. Now, first of all, it's normal for children to have a messy room or to collect things, but your child shouldn't get hysterical if you throw away some old pizza boxes or socks with holes in them. Is your child extremely attached to things that seem worthless to you? Are they collecting what seems like random objects and it's getting out of control? Or are they very upset by even the idea of getting rid of the things that they don't use and don't seem to have value, or at least they don't seem to have value to you? Then your child might be developing a mental illness called hoarding. Hoarding is sometimes seen in kids as young as 6 years old, and kids who hoard have persistent difficulties letting go of items. They will fill up their rooms with what seems like junk, even to the point where normal functioning of their room is difficult. Children who hoard will develop extreme anxiety about losing their possessions. If their parent tries to clean up or throw anything away, because we think that it's trash, these kids may throw a tantrum. They'll cry uncontrollably or even become violent. Now, sometimes children who hoard don't understand why they're doing it. This is different from other children who will be proud to show off their collections. However, hoarders will acquire compulsively, and then they save everything and may even be embarrassed to show people their collections, and their items may feel unorganized to an outsider who's looking in at their stuff. The items your child is collecting might seem useless or even trash to you, but to them it's not. They may not have the space in their room for the items that they're collecting, but it doesn't matter to that child. And kids that hoard tend to pick up and pocket things that they see on the street, like coins and sticks and rocks and pine cones. Now, a lot of kids do this normally also, but if your child is leaning toward hoarding, it's going to be a lot more compulsive. And those items, once they get home, they're not going to want to let go of them. So why would your child be doing this? Well, hoarders have a different pattern of thought. They could be hoarding because they fear something bad will happen if they throw away their collectibles. They may feel a sense of security and comfort by having their collection. And some kids feel a strong sense of it's important not to waste, that kind of mentality. So they want to keep their items. Now, other kids will associate their items with a memory and feel that the memory will be gone if they throw the item away. They may say something like, "This rock reminds me of the time that you took me to that basketball game." They may feel like throwing the rock away will also throw away the memory. Now, some children who hoard believe that their items have feelings. They feel guilty if they discard the item away. For example, you might hear your child say something like, "I can't put my rock in the closet. My rock might get scared of the dark, or my rock might feel alone." To them, their possessions are like loved ones. And this is really important to understand. They don't see their stuff any different than a family pet or even a sibling. Most children who develop hoarding at a young age, which is before adolescence, also have obsessive compulsive disorder. Now, hoarding is related to OCD, but unlike OCD, kids are not hoarding to relieve some sort of anxiety. Hoarders collect because they think the item is cool or unique and they really want it and they feel it could help them in some way. Anxiety only onsets when people try to get rid of their item or touches that item without permission. So for more information about OCD, you can watch my video on obsessive compulsive disorder, which actually I just released last week. So I will make sure that you get that link. But back to hoarding. So what should you do if you have a child who's hoarding? Well, just as important as what you should do, let's also talk about what you should not do. And here's a few things. Number one, not to do. Parents should not just clean up and throw away the child's possessions. Why? The only thing this does is put a lot of stress on your child. It's actually also going to make the problem worse. Your child will see you as a threat and not their ally. They will distrust you and become even more attached to these items. Even worse, children who don't trust their parents will likely refuse their help in the future. And this means they won't want to get professional help either. To get your child to stop hoarding, parents must treat the underlying issue and not just force change by taking matters into their own hands. And my second suggestion for what not to do is that it is also important for parents not to cast judgment openly upon their children. You may think that their possessions or obsessions are ridiculous, but you can't show that to your child. Watch what kind of language you use to talk about their items. Don't devalue their possessions or touch them without their permission, or threaten to take their stuff away. Don't do that. So what can parents do? Well, number one thing you can do is get your child officially diagnosed by a doctor and find the child a therapist. Your therapist will likely work with the child through cognitive behavior therapy and exposure therapy. What this is it entails working with how your child is thinking and then little by little asking your child to practice letting go of their cherished items. Kids will also learn how to manage the anxiety during their letting go process. The second thing that parents can do is also empathize with their child's feelings. Encourage them to let go by rewarding behaviors that you want to see and any efforts that your child does for letting go of some of the items. Be your child's biggest fan because you don't want a me versus you scenario in your home. Instead, you want to create a home culture of us against the problem. And third thing that you can do as a parent is ask your child's permission before you throw out their possessions or even move them around. This will start to ingrain trust. I hope that helps for you today. And if you have a question that you want to submit for me next week so that I can answer it live, please do. Submit your questions by DM or by emailing theimpactfulparent@gmail.com. Plus, if you want to become a more impactful parent, check out all that my website has to offer. I have parenting courses, family coaching, a free downloadable app, which is amazing, by the way, and many free resources. But until next time, you got this, parents. I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. Go to the Impactful Parent website and download the free Impactful Parent app so you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today. So go to theimpactfulparent.com and see you next episode.